Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Rules for thee, but not for me. That seems to be the modus operandi of some of these governors around the country with regards to these COVID restrictions. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, there was a great press conference that the president's press secretary ultimately presented in Washington, D.C., basically following that theme. And it comes from some of these governors like Gavin Newsom, who has the worst restrictions on churches in the entire country. We're continuing to litigate in that state on behalf of pastors and churches after our win at the U.S. Supreme Court. We're trying to go back to free the captives that Governor Newsom has tried to encapsulate in his tyrannical orders. But you have Governor Newsom issuing the Thanksgiving orders some weeks ago, saying that basically, you can't celebrate Thanksgiving except for 2 hours outside, social distance, no food on the table, single serve, can only use the restroom inside for a limited time if it's continually sanitized, and you have to wear a mask. And then he has a birthday party for now what we know is 22 people, and they're not masked, they're not socially distanced, and he spends $15,000
on that dinner
for 22 people?
Right, 800, I believe, of which was for alcohol. So how does an elected official, my first question, get that kind of money? And number two, the hypocrisy is just blatant.
Especially why he has people suffering in his state.
Right.
Because of his orders. Then he's out whining and dining people with an enormously expensive meal of $15,000
right.
for his birthday party.
And then he came back and did another stay-at-home order. And this time in L.A., the mayor has banned outdoor dining as well.
Yeah, so there's an owner in Los Angeles, California, and came to work after the Los Angeles mayor, Garcetti, banned even outdoor dining. And this owner of this facility spent, what, $80,000
right.
to prepare for outdoor dining?
Angela Marston, she owns the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill of Los Angeles, spent $80,000 trying to set up to be compliant, this outdoor dining, and to try to pay for her bills and feed her people. She did all this. And then she comes to work to pay her people, and guess what?
Yeah, she spent $80,000 for this outside dining. It looks amazing. And then she comes to work to pay her people because the entire restaurant has to close now. And there's no more outdoor, there's no indoor dining. There's now no outdoor dining because of Governor Gavin Newsom and then Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti. And then right next to her outdoor dining are tents that are set up for a movie set. And those tents are there to feed the cast and the extras for that movie set. It's literally with, you know, it's right there beside it in the parking
right.
lot.
Right. It's for a comedy television show actually called Good Girls. And we must add that the governor did make the film industry exempt. There's another discrimination there. Exempt from the stay at home because, of course, it makes him a lot of money. But this comedy television show had a catering site set up so they could feed those people. And the governor allowed, I mean, the mayor allowed that just few feet away from where this restaurant had to close.
Literally,
same
she
thing.
Does a YouTube video or some kind of video through her smartphone, and she shows where her outdoor dining cannot meet, and then turns the cell phone to where the other outdoor dining can meet, and this is just ridiculous.
Oh, it's heart-wrenching. If you watch the video, she's crying and she's giving a plea. Please help us. How is this safe and this not safe?
It's not. And that's why these COVID restrictions are just political. Right. They're demagoguery. They're picking and choosing winners and losers without any scientific evidence. because of the pressure from the movie industry in California and the money that it brings in to California, the governor exempted those as essential, that it's essential. You know, I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of movies coming out of Hollywood that are frankly essential.
Right. And, you know, the media just continues to speak this narrative because NBC edited out the part that the that setup was for the NBC comedy show. They didn't say that at all, you know, in their whole story.
Yeah,
so that
NBC covered it up. It's just the censorship of the media. So NBC apparently reported on it, but they cut out the fact of identifying what that movie production was about. It's about their own TV show, their NBC show called Good Girls. They edited that out. But, you know, this just goes to show you what we have with, if you look at even the mask situation. Take, for example, the mask situation. And this was when indoor dining was allowed in California, but it's also the same in other places where you have masks and they want people that go to church to wear masks. Well, it's hard to worship in church with a mask, and you know, some people do, some people don't, but in other situations, there's these mandatory requirements by the government to wear a mask. But you know, when you go to a restaurant, what happens when you go to a restaurant, indoor or outdoor dining? You go in, you have a mask, but as soon as you sit down, what do? You take off the mask, you can talk, you can laugh, you can joke, you can sing happy birthday because you're sitting down. Even if you're just sipping on a glass of water for 2 hours or however long it is, you don't have to wear the mask. But if you go to a church where it's sanitized and social distancing, in those same states, oh, you have to wear a mask, and it's so horrible if you don't wear a mask.
But our church in California, Harvest Rock Church, has churches throughout the state, no cases of coronavirus.
No cases.
No
in fact, we
cases.
Have nearly 170 churches. We have Harvest Rock Church that's headquartered in Pasadena. It has several campuses in L.A. and Corona, Irvine, and other places. Then we also represent Harvest International Ministry, that has 162 churches throughout the state of California, 65,000 worldwide, 162 in California. And consequently, when that all is up again, it's about 170 churches. We don't have any indication in any of those churches of any COVID outbreaks. And you know why? You know, some media, we always get this question, well, aren't you concerned about risking people? And I said, look, oftentimes, and this comes from our pastors, frankly, the pastors are the shepherds of the people. They care about their flock and their family.
They're
more
not
than
reckless.
Some governor in a mansion that's a hypocrite.
Absolutely. And they're not reckless, but they're also not going to constrain them and force them to do something that they don't feel free when they come to worship.
No. So many of these pastors, they've been in these churches for years, for decades. They've baptized. They have been there with the first birth. They've been there with the graduation. They've been there when the kids grow up and get married. They have been there when those kids have their first child. This is their family. You don't want to hurt your family. And so they go to extraordinary efforts, the ones that we deal with, to protect the people.
Right. And if you have a cold or the flu or just like anything else, you're not going to come to church, hopefully. Or they encourage you not to. Or if you're high risk, they encourage you not to.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, that's why we have no outbreaks in any of these particular churches. And we represent churches in other states as well. And we are continuing to litigate. We got a good win at the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll go into more detail about that in a subsequent program. But it's kind of like Pharaoh. You know, Pharaoh is told by Moses to let the people go. And Pharaoh decides, okay, he needs to do that, but when it comes to actually doing it, he changes his mind, and his heart gets hardened. And finally, over time, he does let the people of Israel go, God's people go. But that's what we have with these governors. They have taken the captives, so to speak, because they are drunk with the power of these orders that they're able to give, and they're not willingly wanting to let the people go. They're not wanting to comply. So we've got a ruling from the Supreme Court. Now we have to make sure these governors comply with it and they do the right thing. Continue to go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information as we continue to fight for freedom, for the pastors, the churches, the churchgoers, the parishioners. We're fighting for freedom all over the country. We're fighting for freedom for the sanctity of human life, for the individual children who are brutally murdered and butchered in the womb. We're fighting for the freedom of Sandra Merritt to be able to reveal to the world the atrocities of Planned Parenthood and so much more. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.